How's that? This is dictating on Robert Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, Campbell, C as in cat, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, P as in Paul, Campbell, date of birth, 11-7-1950, date of visit, 2-21-25. Please make a copy for April Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, April Gustafson, APRN, April Gustafson, APRN. Next paragraph, dear April, thank you for sending Robert Campbell for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old male who was experiencing chest pains. Was recently sent for a complete cardiac evaluation, which apparently was negative. For any acute cardiac event. The patient does have a history of COPD, and he was then sent for a CT chest without contrast, done on 2/12/25. The chest CT showed a 4.3 millimeter non-calcified left lower lung nodule and a left upper lobe nodule measuring 3.1 millimeter and a right upper lobe pleural-based mass with punctate calcifications measuring 9.5 millimeter. And this may represent extrapleural fat thickening. There's a tiny nodule in the right upper lobe measuring 4 millimeter and a similar pleural-based nodule in the right upper lobe measuring 4.1 millimeter and a non-calcified right lower lobe nodule 8.5 millimeter. Period. Severe emphysematous changes were noted. Period. The patient has shortness of breath with activity, denies significant cough, and has no hemoptysis, fever, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of an appendectomy and a previous history of pneumonia. He also has had colon polyps, history of arthritis and diverticulosis, and hyperlipidemia and hypertension. He had a tonsillectomy remotely. Next paragraph, allergies, no dry allergies. Next line, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 40 years. Quit in 98. Drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a history of COPD and died of lung disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, medalist included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue but no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has dizzy attacks, no hoarseness. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, reflux, or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains and jaw pain. And anxiety attacks. easy bruising, the joint pains and muscle stiffness, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam, this obese, this is an overweight elderly white male who's alert, no acute distress, mild pallor, no cyanosis, erectus, no lymphadenopathy, paraphyledema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 90, respirations 20, temps 97.2, weight is 192, and saturation is 96. Itchy Indian norms, phallic pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asynchronous S2 with no murmuring S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the month plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is multiple bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number three is history of hypertension. Number four is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a PET CT to evaluate the multiple lung nodules. Also advised to go on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day for COPD. And a complete pulmonary function study was ordered with bronchodilator studies. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for April Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N. APRN. Thank you. Let's start this.